మాధవ పుణ్య విహా హరి జయ రాధా మాధవ శూన్య విహారి జన పల్లవా యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన దందన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన దందన యమునా తీరావన చాలి యమునా తీరావన చాలి జయ రాధా మాధవ పుణ్య విహారి జయ రాధా మాధవ శూన్య విహారి జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ గౌరనితాయ జయ గౌరనితాయ జయ ప్రభు పద జయ ప్రభు పద జయ ప్రభు పద ప్రభు పద
Thank you.
Wow. జయ ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమహంస పరవరాజకచార్య అష్ట సత శ్రీమతి శివాంగరే శిలాభే చరణరవింద శిల భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి మహారాజ శిల భోపార కీ జై ఆనంద్ కోటి వైష్ణవ వృంద కీ జై ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శిల భోపార కీ జై శ్రీ శ్రీ నిత్యానంద రామ కీ జై సమవేత భక్త వృంద కీ జై గౌర ప్రేమానంది హరి హరి బో ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ బాడీస్ ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ బాడీస్ ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ బాడీస్ ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఓ గ్లోరియస్ టు శిల ప్రభుపాద శిల ప్రభుపాద కీ జై Sehr gut, sehr gut. Danke. Danke. So, Hare Krishna first of all. Nice to see all of you getting ready for the festival. It's always when we come to a place like Goloka Dham and first settle here, we clearly leave what we do elsewise behind and need to find our ground, so to say, in the new place. For some of us, it is like coming home after a long time. For others, it's the challenge of our life because we like to be more spiritual, but we are not. And then all of a sudden, getting up, sleeping with many in one room, we know one thing, after some time we have to change and we don't want. So I feel like coming home here, and I want to invite you to a most merciful host, C.C. Radha Madan Mohan and Lord Nityananda. The time you're here, please use it to your optimum. I think somewhere between Radha Madan Mohan and C.C. Gaunitai lies your treasure. You have to find it. It's behind the lotus feet maybe, but there is a treasure for each one of us here. So this morning we will read one verse. It's from a prayer book by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. The book is called Prarthana. Those of you who were here for the Sangha Mela remember we had this seminar on prayer, and we used Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandika as the two examples for Vaishnava prayers. And this here is from a section called Mana Shiksha. There are many Mana Shikshas in Vaishnava literature. It means instructions to your own mind. You have a lot of that also in the Buddhist tradition, where the practitioner says, my dear mind, think like this, think like this. In modern language, it would be called restructuring the neural patterns. Huh? In our language, it would be, tell your mind what to think, give instructions. The mind is sometimes killing us with its material informations. And we all know reality is for us always how we perceive the world. So here comes a very powerful instruction to wake up for the spiritual reality. Nitai pada kamala, koti chandra shushitala, yechaya jagata juraya, yechaya jagata juraya. Heno nitai bine bai.
Heno nitai bine bai.
That's not in the verse. Radha Krishna paitanai.
Radha Krishna paitanai.
Drita kori dharo nitai pai.
Drita kori dharo nitai
pai. Nitai pada kamala. Koti Chandra Shushitala,
Koti Chandra Shushitala,
Yechaya Jagata Jurai,
Yechaya
Jagata Jurai, Heno nitai bine bai. Radha Krishna paitanai. Drita kori daro nitai bai. Nitai pada kamala,
nitai pada
kamala, koti chandra shushitala,
koti chandra shushitala,
nechayai jagata jurai, nechayai jagata jurai. Jechayai jagata jurai. Jagata jurai. Heno nitai bine bai. Radha Krishna paitanai.
Radha Krishna
paitanai. Drita kori daro. Nitai pai. Drida kori naro nitai pai. Drida kori naro nitai pai. I can imagine that this may be a little difficult to chant, but would someone like to try? I know it's like singing, huh? And okay, I can see symptoms of fear in your eyes, so no need. The lotus feet of Sri Nityananda are as cooling as millions of moons. The entire universe attains peace by the shade of those lotus feet. Without the mercy of Sri Nityananda, no one can attain Radha and Krishna, the aim of human life. Therefore, catch hold of the two lotus feet of Lord Nityananda very tightly. This is the verse. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Daminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shuddhavani Naskatya Nesatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shiva Sveta Garanara Shiva Sadigo Vaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this world, we all suffer from a great disturbance. It's anxiety. See, one of the needs of the human being is he needs to feel some certainty in his life. Uncertainty is a great problem. I have just phoned a few weeks ago to someone in Persia, and I've talked to Amara. Well, we cannot even say names. I've talked with one devotee from Persia who is here in Europe. There are terrible uncertainties in the country. Every day, I think you wake up and your money is half the value. But every day, you know, every day. So first 1 euro is 50 cents. Next morning it's 25 cents. Then morning after the next morning it's 12 cents. And it continues like this. People are killed on the street. Planes are shot. Everything seems to have gone out of control, and there's great uncertainty. When will they come and get me, you know? Already my father was hanged last year on a tree. When will, you know, it's a terrible state, this uncertainty in life, you know. What will happen with me? I don't know. Already my Facebook page doesn't look very good. What is in the future coming, you know? It is, and this creates anxiety. Now everyone in this world will have to confront this anxiety, because in this world, there really nothing is certain. Everything is meant to change. And therefore, it is called this world is called the world of anxiety. Someone who has no anxiety in this world he's not normal, or severely unconscious. That's also not normal, to be so unaware of things. This is Kuntaloka, my dear devotees, the place of anxiety. You will have to meet anxiety, which is a result of uncertainty. Prabhupada writes about this. The whole society, human society, he says, is suffering from one disease, anxiety. Ask anybody. Take one small ant and ask the ant. Or take the big elephant. Take the president of the United States, Mr. Failure. Or take one street beggar. Ask him whether you are free from anxiety. And everyone will respond to you, no, I'm full of anxiety. That's a fact. So why are they in anxiety? And Prabhupada gives the answer from Prahlad Maharaj. It's because we identify with this world. We identify with the body. But my dear devotees, there's no certainty in these things we identify with. The body changes. Tomorrow you can, I control every day now my mouth, because recently two fillings have fallen out. I think it's maybe today when I wake up, the third filling falling out. If nothing is certain. These fillings are not eternal, to put it into simple Australian language. You know, it's nothing here is for sure. Nothing holds and lasts for long. But if you identify with this, how is the word? Samudgraha. Huh? Samudgraha. Let me see. Prabhupada. Krishna. Yeah. sadasa mudvigna diyam asat grahat. Asat grahat is such a good word. Asat means that which is temporary, it cannot last, like my teeth. Grahat means to cling to it, to grasp it. Everything, whatever you have got, has to go. Also the body. So if you are totally invested in that, if that is your only world, the body and the mind and the little comfortable kingdom which you have established around it, you are building, you have built castles of sand on the beach. The ocean will come and reclaim this sand. It will break your castle. So, some of you are young. You are thinking, oh no, I'm not full of anxieties. I'm full of hopes, Maharaj. That is when we are young. I heard a lecture by one of my god brothers. He said, sometimes I'm on top of my anxieties, and sometimes my anxieties are on top of me. And he gave an example. Sometimes I'm on top of the elephant, and sometimes the elephant walks right across me, crushing me to pieces. No? So the Lord sees this, and he sees that we can't do much about it. And therefore he extends his mercy to us. He comes in various avatars, in various forms, and gives relief to the conditioned souls. And the last, how do we have changed this, not last. The last extent of mercy, the final, you know, you can't give more mercy. I forgot, we just wrote a title for something. As Yamasaki, what did we say, the last?
The furthest reaching mercy.
The furthest reaching mercy. Furthest, it goes furthest. That is Lord Nityananda. The Divine Personality who has come. He is an expansion of Lord Balaram, who is full of strength. So Prabhupada writes about this, and I wanted to share this with you. Would you like to see who is Nityananda in Prabhupada's vision?
Yes. Yes.
He says, Bala means strength, therefore we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram or Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents the Guru. You know this song? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat yasya prasadana gati gatopi dayam stuvam stasya yasya stisantyam vande guru shri charanaravindam. Here it is said that the Guru brings Krishna, therefore he's like the cloud who brings water to us. No? And the water can extinguish a forest fire. I have opportunity to associate with a bona fide Australian who has, well, a spiritual Australian who has, but still has the marks or the unique distinguishing marks of the
the Australians, which is very refreshing. Their slogan is "No worry, no anxiety, man." So I find it extremely relieving, this sangha, and they live it in every part of their culture. But I hear there's a terrible forest fire now in Australia, and people can't extinguish it, it seems. Have you heard about it? When you fly nowadays on the airplane, they will collect. And Guru Krishna and myself have given donations for this cause, because already few millions, what is it, millions of animals? Billions, billions of animals have been extinguished. Not so many people have died, maybe 136, isn't it? Or you know, but the point is, this, it destroys the Lebensraum, you know, the space where people live, you know. They are evacuated and brought away, and they can't extinguish it. So this the and there is some anxiety now, even in the no worry country. No one can ignore it, you know. It is, there is worry, at least the whole world worries, maybe not the Australians, but I think soon they will have to worry and exchange the slogan. Because, yes, this is the world. You cannot avoid it, my dear devotees. Whatever you do, you can't avoid it, except for one thing, taking shelter where shelter is provided, a spiritual shelter is provided. And this is at the lotus feet of Krishna, who comes to us, you know, through the ancient parampara, the ancient tradition, where we hear about him, where we are engaged in his service, and so on. This guru tattva, no? This is so Lord Nityananda is, Prabhupada says, we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of
Nityananda.
You are right. Balaram Nityananda, same person, no? You won't get the strength to fight with the Maya, without the mercy of Lord Balaram. That means spiritual strength. Material strength, no possibility. In Australia, this bushfire is an example. They just can't bring water, enough water to extinguish it. And I still think, why don't they take, they have so much ocean, why don't they just take big pipes, you know, and just run ocean water and flood the whole place with ocean water. But then, of course, they would drown. Everyone would drown. It, I can imagine they must have thought about it, but all I have heard is they can't control it. So you must have a different category, a different solution, and that would be, when there's a monsoon over Australia, they hope for this, that this will kill it, the fire. So in the same way, we need a monsoon, my dear devotees, against this burning fire of anxiety. And that is something which comes from above, from Lord Balaram. So Prabhupada makes now a point. This song has been sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. Please sing with me. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. Yes. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then finally we get peace. Wow. Koti Chandra Shushitala. Just like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. This example is, we cannot understand in the West, but when in India there is summer season, I heard it becomes so hot that you can't go outside any longer. But what do? Well, you go under the shower, but then the shower after some time becomes so hot that your skin burns and you sing the potato blues, burning or being boiled by hot water. But at night, in the evening, Prabhupada says, as soon as there's moonshine, we become very much satisfied. All day's labor and fatigue is immediately vanished. What people in India do, they take their bed up in the flat roofs, and then in the night when there's moon, they cool down. So Nitai Pada Kamala, the shade of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, is Koti Chandra Shushitala, as pleasing as millions of moonshine. One moonshining gives us so much pleasure. So we want actual peace of mind, against this anxiety. If we actually want to be freed from this material fatigue, we feel so burnt out sometimes, no? Then we must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the strength, spiritual strength. And without spiritual strength, we just cannot approach Krishna. Prabhupada speaks about some rascal philosophers who talk that we need material strength, physical strength. You must be very strong, they say, and stout, and eat meat, and fight. And then you'll get next birth, spiritual birth. No, this bala strength is different. This is spiritual strength. How I take it is, my dear devotees, we try to solve this anxiety by our own abilities, with our own strengths, physical or intelligence. Or some of us are good in making relationships with others. Some of us are looking for a relationship because we are disappointed in relationships, the old relationships, now we need new. So we make arrangements by our own strengths. How can we somehow solve this anxiety, this fire, this problem inside? But own strength is material strength. Own arrangements are material arrangements. Own activities are own activities. What you need is something which comes from a different category, like the moon, or the monsoon. It's something which comes from above, from Krishna. And then this happens. So yesterday when I arrived, I was thinking, I myself would tell you, I do a little self-revelation to you. I myself know that as we go through life, we feel that there is so much opportunity which we have not yet recognized and utilized. And then I myself become a little worried. Oh, will it be possible for me to make best use of my human birth? Already I'm becoming older now, and yes, I joke, I will become 120 years old, but who knows? Already this one right leg cannot jump so high as the left leg any longer. Yes. Oh, I read Indra Dumna Maharaj wrote me an article he just completed and finished, where he said, I was the third time in the hospital about cancer. I don't know how long this will last. I only know now I need to take fully shelter. I can't solve this, you know. So sometimes we forget this, that we need to take shelter. And we try to do things on our own, and our anxiety only increases. We use our intelligence, medasa, sumedasa, our good intelligence. But we just do not seem to know to take shelter, nor do we seem to have faith to take shelter. Because our question is, does Krishna really exist? I mean, in the lecture for 1 hour, I'm prepared to go with this religious talk. But does he really exist? Where is he in my life? I prayed to him when I was in trouble, and I'm still in trouble. Yesterday I had one of my older disciples coming to me and said, Guru Maharaj, tell me, why are you so sure that Krishna exists? I said, finally you're talking to me. What is really in your heart? I'm so grateful. Now we can address the question. And I gave the devotee 4 reasons why I feel Krishna is there. I said my first reason is I lead a life where I can just contribute to human society, and I know before Krishna consciousness I have never contributed. I was all by myself, very selfish in my own little world. Now I can go and I can do something, and people tell me afterwards, thank you for this Japa retreat. I have made a breakthrough in my life. My life is no longer the same. And I think this is arranged by Krishna to me. So I said to the devotees, you know, I see Krishna's hands in my life. I could see the devotee was not satisfied, so I knew I have to turn up the intensity. I have to open the water a little bit more. you know, when you go to the bathroom and you feel, oh, there's too little water, let us turn it and open it. What is it called? I said, you know, when I was in my, I had 2 difficulties in my life, which were, I felt insurmountable. I was diagnosed for cancer, and I prayed, and I prepared myself. I fasted a whole month. I said afterwards, I'm dead or alive. You know, when it said, when you have an unwanted guest, don't give him anything to eat, so then he will leave. That was my medicine, which I took. And after 1 month, I went to the hospital again. It was gone. I think Krishna saved me. The devotee was still not convinced, so I needed to even open the water a little bit more. Argument, more forceful argument. I said, I saw Krishna. Huh? What? You laugh because you don't understand what I'm trying to say. This is very serious. Nothing to laugh. The young people always laugh at the wrong time. I was under surgery, and I woke up in surgery, and I felt I was tortured. You know, when the knife of the surgeon goes into your body and you have no anesthesia to fight against it, it's like, I heard the Chinese know the best forms of torture. I mean, the most efficient or cruel ones, not best, cruel ones. So that was the even more cruel than Chinese torture. And I prayed to Krishna. And first I had a out-of-body experience. I left the body. And the next thing is I saw Krishna.
You mean you saw him? How did he look?
He had a bluish complexion. He looked very, very effulgent. He had a smile on his face. Are you with me? I mean, you saw him? Yes. The devotee looked at me. Not possible. I said, this is your problem. You don't want to believe in Krishna. You say you want, but there's inside something in you which doesn't want to accept. Then I went first through the philosophy. I said, my dear devotees, there are different ways in which you perceive Krishna. The Sakshat Full Darshan is only possible for the enlightened one. It's not for me. But there are what we call in philosophy spurtis, momentary appearances, where some of the glories of the Lord, as a conditioned soul can understand as he is now, is given. It's a sudden release. It is a sudden, during a dream it can happen, during surgery it can happen. It's called a spurti. You can look it up on the internet, what is a spurti, and find hopefully good definition. It's not yet the full darshan, because someone who has the full darshan of Krishna will not return to material life. It is not possible for him. He is full of love, and in 2 or 4 days he will leave the body and go back to Krishna. I'm still here, and I'm fighting with my tooth problem. So, but it is something. And then I said, my dear devotee, this is a problem which we have. We have turned away from Krishna, and we have not yet fully turned back to him. There is an ancient story about a devotee who said to God, where were you, my dear God, when I was in problem? Where were you? I could only feel your silence. You did not answer. And then the Lord answered, well, I was right next to you, but you always looked in the wrong direction. That's how we are. And I want to tell you a story I told the devotee at that time. Is there God or is there no God? This is the story. This is the title. Is there God or is God not there? Once two small people talk to each other. Do you think there is a life out there? And the other said, yes, there is. I'm sure. How do you know? I feel it in my heart. Okay, said the other small person. I don't feel it in my heart. I can't imagine that there's life outside. See, we have this rope in our stomach. It's 1.50 meters maybe. How can we walk outside with a rope? We just run around in circles if we are bound to that rope. I know, said let us call him Gopal. Gopal. To his brother Gustav, I know there is life outside. I just feel it, and there must be also a mother. A mother? What is that? A mother? Well, she made our existence possible. It's a genuinely compassionate person, and I feel I want to meet her. Mother and life outside the womb, you must be crazy. Oh, now I've given the story away. Forget the last sentence, please. Mother and life outside, not possible. So then Gopal said, It's all right. I'm going soon. No, I'm going to stay, said Gustav. I'm staying here. This is all I know. This dark place gives me protection. Yes, but you don't live the life, said Gopal. You're meant to do. And I'm going to meet my mother. Tell me just one reason why you believe in the mother. Well, I hear her sometimes singing, and sometimes she touches me when she touches her belly. Oops, said Gustav, I'm going to stay here. So at this moment, Gopal started to make his exit. When he was outside, he cried. Gustav said, I knew anyone who leaves this place will die. Little did Gustav know that his twin brother, Gopal, had just taken birth to meet his mother. The end of my story. Can you understand it? Yeah. It's a little bit, it doesn't spell out things so clearly. So what is it? Two twins are in the womb, they are discussing, and one twin thinks life can only be like it is here, bound with an umbilical cord. The other twin has a good sensitive imagination. He says, no, life is outside the womb. Womb means Mutterschoß in Deutsch. And he goes, when he goes, and he feels his mother by, the mother sings, oh, my two little darlings. And then she pats her belly, you know, like a pregnant lady does, trying to feel and make the first contact, you know. So that is how Krishna, you can hear the song of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And many times it becomes more than a song, it's a revelation. Just imagine, my dear devotees, you would be not allowed to chant. You're not allowed to chant. For one day you would enjoy it. The second day you would also enjoy it. No longer I have to fulfill my round. The third day, you would start to dream about chanting and Radha-Desh mellows. The fourth day, you would, when no one looks, you would go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The fifth day you would really miss it. And then you would, yeah, my dear devotees, this is the song of God, the song of the Lord. And the hands, I always feel, are his divine arrangements. But if you keep on turning away from Krishna, then even as a Hare Krishna, we can do this perfectly, then you will suffer the anxieties of material existence. Your so-called devotional service will be just project building. Your Prabhupada speaks about this. It can become material if we do not properly take remember Krishna and turn to Krishna. Now, to come to good, I think during Nityananda Trayodasi, we will contact Krishna in some way. We will for sure contact the song Hare Krishna. There will be a lot of singing. We will hear the song of the Lord a lot before deities. But you know, my dear devotees, there's one help which the Lord offers us in this world. And I forgot to say this to the devotee yesterday. It is that the Sangha of devotees. Jiva Goswami expresses this in Madhava Mahotsava. He says, when we want to reach our goal, we usually ignore others. We don't do it with others because we think maybe if the other person knows my goal, he will also try to go to the goal. Akash! Welcome to our festival. But those who want Krishna consciousness, they do not ignore others. They go to those who have similar goals and tastes. Now, can I read to you the exact quote from Madhava Mahotsava? It's 4th chapter, verse 69. Would you like to know?
Yes.
Though one usually ignores others when one wants to attain one's goals, those aspiring for prema accept dependence on others with similar goals and tastes. Thus cooperating with each other, they work together, keeping in mind the goal of prema. So in devotional life, we do not ignore others. We form a we. We means together. And whatever situations we face in life, we will try to face it together. Now for this you need to find devotees who are willing to enter the we. Many of us are still in the me category. I want to make progress. I want to advance. I want to feel better. And so on. It doesn't happen that way exactly. It happens when you say, we want to make progress. We want to move forward. We want to advance. Because that's how Krishna becomes more satisfied and reveals himself more. This quote, and I think therefore this festival, which is not yet started, I hear it starts tomorrow, today in the evening, is so wonderful. It should be a V festival. We take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda. Hare Krishna. I have reached my end here. Do you have any questions? Gaura Hari has a question.
I was wondering when the anxieties are on the top, like you mentioned this example with the elephant.
Yeah, it's from Katamakana Namanash, elephant, yeah. Yes.
And the tendency of trying to save it on our own is just so strong. How do we make the switch in taking shelter and we have to let go of our attempt of solving it ourselves, just letting go everything, or should we keep on trying, taking shelter at the same time? How do we put it in extreme when the anxieties are on the top?
On the top, when they are on the top. I know what it means when they're at the top. Gaurahari has asked, when the anxieties have overwhelmed us, how should we solve them? The tendency is to solve them on our own, but should we just leave that attempt entirely to others, maybe to Sangha or to prayer or something? Yes? First of all, when anxieties are really on the top, you seem to be overwhelmed. Have you ever seen this? We talk now about an extreme case of, it's called in psychotherapy, anxiety disorder. You know, when there is an anxiety disorder, it means it's no longer at the right place. You are not sitting on it like you should. When, you know, using this example of the elephant, there's the elephant driver. He's called the Mahout. Is correct? Mahout? Mahout. No? He's there. That's the natural position for the Mahout. He sits on the neck of the elephant, and he has his instrument and he guides the elephant. And it's a loving relationship, you know. You have seen in India, but imagine a Mahout is thrown on the ground and the elephant is on top of him. He breaks his bones and everything. So I'm speaking now of this situation. It's something where you are really not in control any longer. The elephant or the anxiety, which was so long tamed, has gained the upper hand and is now in control of your life. That is what we are talking about, an anxiety disorder. If it is very strong, you will have to use psychopharmaca, if it's really strong. But before that, therapy is usually advised, which is a softer skill. But at that time, when it's really out of control, we are really speaking now about a severe thing, not just ha la 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 la, where we laugh in the class. You know, it's really severe. What we have seen worked in our community in Neuropin is loving association. There needs to be someone, but he needs to know what to do. You know, for instance, breathing deeply, that works. I'm speaking before therapy now and before psychopharmaca. No, I'm speaking about the what you can do immediately. Loving association, and the person needs to understand I'm not alone. When he is alone, he usually turns in circles. Until, of course, when you go into nature, sometimes nature has the sattvic element, and when there is a sattvic place in nature, it helps to overcome, how would you say, tama and rajas, which are the cause of that. What you need to also do, it is you need to understand about the second type of digestion. The first digestion which we have is you know, the fire of digestion in the stomach. The second type of digestion is a skill. It's called in Ayurveda Sadaka Agni. It's a fire which helps you to deal with life and what it throws at you. Those who have a strong Sadaka Agni, they seem to not be fazed or influenced by what life throws at them. But those of us who have a weak fire of internal digestion, you know, it's subtle, it's not as gross as the, they can be overwhelmed. And there are various things which can help you strengthen that inner, here comes a difficult word, Gaurahari, resilience, it's called. Have you heard this word? Resilience is something, who's a good English person?
Resilience.
What does it mean? In resilience means how to be able to deal with things. It's an inner strength, you could say. It's an inner strength. That's maybe the easiest way to describe it. Resilience. Who has a... What? No, who has a telephone, mobile telephone, resilience? We can find an English definition.
Elasticity, resilience, energy. It's like
energy, yeah, energy. Perseverance. Perseverance.
We say the ability to bounce back up after difficulties.
Yeah, that is Australian, no? Or yes, the ability to bounce back after difficulties. That's you know, the Australian culture has very valuable things. They put everything very simple and clear. You know, the ability. I'm learning. I'm too much curious to explore other cultures. You go back, bounce back. This is a very, very good and different definition. So that is, it comes. Mostly it comes, Gaurahari, they all say, and we say, by sadhu sangha, by good association. But it must be people who understand you in this situation. Good association. Then it comes by physical components like regular yoga, breathing, Gaurahari, and so on. That builds up that inner strength which helps you to bounce back when something. If you want, I have an article by Bhuta Bhavana on Sadaka Agni and how to strengthen it with a list of do lists which he got from an Ayurvedic institute, the Kotakal Institute, who teaches teachers. We can put on the email, we can send very easily. So yeah, that can be strengthened. I think when we have a thin skin, we say this, and things tend to get on our case, it's good to know. But what we always have found out from practical experience, good association, and a person needs to understand we are a we are not a me alone, you know. That is very, very helpful. But you also need to do, you know, yeah, when the elephant is on top, it's terrible. No one of you knows what Gaurahari is speaking about. I saw in our community one case near Berlin. When the elephant is really on top of you. Oh, my God. People only can think of giving up their body as a solution. They have no other solution. But then they know this is prolongs the difficulty. You know, life is eternal, so I have to solve it now. So Lord and Lord Nityananda Guru Hari. But that's mercy from above. I personally, I think you talk on less severe anxiety cases. I personally, what I do when I'm overcome by anxieties, but it's then I read the Sharanagati prayers. You know this. I have, you wear it together with me, and you. No, usually I'm then alone. I close the door because I want to really pray and really sing and so on. So taking shelter, that helps very much. And to when Nityananda's appearance day comes now, my dear devotees, I just can say, take shelter. And then Krishna or Lord Nityananda can do what you just cannot do on your own. It's now 9:02. Our time is up. I thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful, experience on this Nityananda festival. Try to make yourself a little bit more familiar with Lord Nityananda in the time which you have. Some of you are internet users, so you can find. I have this book was I found it in Gaurahari's library, Life and Pastimes of Lord Nityananda, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Really nice. And I want to just end this class by doing something with you which is very helpful. Nityananda bolite hoyo Krishna premodaya olaya sakala angu ashru gangavaya. The dormant Krishna prema which is within us instantly and suddenly arises when one says the name Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Nityananda. Nityananda. Nityananda. Nityananda. Nityananda.
Nityananda.
Please continue. My dear devotees, you are singing on automatic pilot. You have to take shelter. Not just singing, shelter. Taking shelter. Okay, again. I'm reading all these verses, you know. Dormant Krishna prema arises instantly on saying Nityananda and overwhelms our whole body with ecstatic symptoms, causing rivers of tears of joy to flow from our eyes. I didn't see this morning. I think we must still learn it. We have a few days to learn it. But that's what it says here. I mean, it must work. By the way, let's not try to cause force ourselves into premature false sahajiya like states of Krishna consciousness. No, but I do this now. I sometimes say this, and I must say my chanting has very much improved since I do this. It's a why not try something new? So I thank you very much. I wish you all the best, and I see you this evening. And you will have most probably used your time well. While you stay here, I wish you all the best, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.